Welcome to HER, the Health Equity and Reflection Podcast, an AMWA and C. Carter Fellowship production, where we hope to inform and uplift female changemakers in global health. This is a production of the Ann C. Carter Global Health Fellows. All views and opinions are those of the individuals and not AMWA itself. Thank you for tuning in to this fellow feature episode of HER, the Health, Equity, and Reflection Podcast. In this episode, you'll get to know an Ann C. Carter Global Health Fellow, their background, experiences, and passions in global health. For more information on the Ann C. Carter Global Health Fellowship, visit carterfellows.wordpress.com. Hi, everyone. My name is Emily, and welcome to episode one of the podcast. We're so happy to be here, and we are so happy that you're here. I'm honored to be joined today by current AMWA Global Health Chair Alexis to first introduce the podcast. Hey, Alexis.
Hi, Emily. Hi, everyone. So delighted to be on podcast today. This is a special one for Emily and me because we get to introduce the podcast for the first time on our first full episode.
So exciting.
So, quick backstory. Very quickly after Emily was selected as an Ann C. Carter Fellow, she came up with this idea, and we're both podcast gals, so we know all too well that there is a gap in this space for pre-meds and med students and trainees to hear and talk through interests, news, or hear from leaders in global health. So we are very excited to have the opportunity to add to the conversation.
Yep, that's exactly it. We're hoping that each 10-15 minute episode can be something that you can turn on while you're getting ready or taking a study break or any time really to stay connected to global health related topics. Really, our goal with the podcast is to inform and uplift female changemakers in global health and create a space to have conversations and share opportunities.
Exactly. As a preview, throughout the life of the podcast, there's going to be three main episode types. The first is a fellow feature where we'll introduce Ann C. Carter Fellows. You'll hear all about their background, why they love being a woman in global health, and all they're up to. Second type are going to be fireside chats, where we will involve an interview with an inspirational leader in global health, their origins, their projects, initiatives, and advice they'd give their younger selves. And then finally, we'll have what are called global insights, where two of our bright fellows will chat about hot button topics related to global health. And we hope that as the podcast grows, we'll get to hear what our audience wants to hear and provide that too.
Agreed. You can always leave us comments or reach out to us with thoughts and ideas by visiting carterfellows.wordpress.com. So this episode, along with introducing the podcast, will also be a short feature of our Global Health Chair, aka Alexis, which will be a mini sneak peek of our fellow feature episodes. So to kick it off, Alexis, can you give us a short introduction about who you are, how you got to where you are, and why you ran for the AMWA Global Health Chair?
Absolutely. So my name is Alexis Strahan. I call myself an M3 and a half. I'm a medical student in Georgia, but I'm also currently a research fellow this year in Boston, working in the field of global health dermatology, which I will circle back to, I promise. I have a windy path to medical school. I actually come from a family full of nurses. So when healthcare became on my radar, nursing felt like a natural fit to me. So I went to nurse practitioner school at Vanderbilt School of Nursing in Nashville, had wonderful training and a wonderful environment. And through being a nurse practitioner, I was able to work in clinics in Mississippi, a federally qualified health center in Georgia, free clinics in multiple states, community clinics in Uganda, training new nurses. And all of this really sparked the fire in me that global health was going to be a non-negotiable part of my career in medicine. But listeners, like so many of my classmates and relatives and friends, and even my parents may be wondering, like, what in the world does global health dermatology mean? And for those who are also interested in both global health and dermatology, I hope this can be an encouragement to you that this realm does in fact exist, and there is definitely space for you here. Global health dermatology encompasses research and practice in the field of global health dermatology that really places a priority on improving health and achieving equity in skin health for everyone, everywhere. And in practicality, that can look like studying dermatologic diseases that affect those with limited access to healthcare, like Kaposi sarcoma or neglected tropical skin diseases. It could be through examining care delivery models that maybe can improve linkage to dermatologic care. It can include clinical care and outreach for individuals experiencing homelessness in your own city and assessing the burden of dermatologic disease there. Or it could be being involved in educational or mentorship programs that will function to train the next generation of dermatology providers in areas that may not have dermatologists at all. So in all of these things, I've had the opportunity to be a part of. And quite honestly, they're really just the tip of the iceberg of what you can do in the field of global health dermatology. And I think that's part of the reason why I love the field so much. There's so much room for curiosity and collaboration, and it's filled with the best people you'll ever meet who are all just fully committed to joining hands across countries and continents and are working just tirelessly to improve access to care for every person, no matter where they live. And as far as being global health chair for AMWA, I knew I had this year away from school and I would be kind of all in focusing on the field of global health. And I was a previous AMWA and C. Carter fellow, so I felt like this position was kind of a natural extension of that. And I will say, listeners, if you're an AMWA member and you are interested in global health, I would highly encourage you to apply for the Ann C. Carter Global Health Fellowship. That's what we keep talking about when we say Ann C. Carter Fellows. Every year in the fall, applications open, and right now 4 women are selected each year from across the country for a 2-year fellowship that has 2 main parts. The first is really engagement in global health-related educational activities, such as global insight features that you can find on our website that Emily mentioned. We can also link it in the show notes. And the second part is a grant sponsored by the fellowship that allows you to plan and fund a local or international global health project of your choice. And I really enjoyed seeing the fellowship grow, this podcast being a part of that.
Alexis, I really love what you said about global health dermatology and finding your niche in global health. What are some of the biggest lessons that you've learned about this through your experience?
Wow, sure. So I think most importantly, I'm sitting here as a cisgender white woman from the global north working in the field of global health. And so I've become so acutely aware of the privilege and power dynamic that just exists. So more than anything, I've learned how important it is to listen and really listen for a long, long while before I decide that I have something to contribute to the conversation. Because I think for so long, we have been, you know, conversations have been dominated by people that look like you and me. And that's why so much inequity still exists. So I think when building out local solutions and supporting local dermatology efforts, I really tried to absorb as much as I can from the people who know the strengths and challenges of their communities the best. And, you know, that could be the individual experiencing homelessness just across the street from my apartment in Boston, whose psoriasis is extensive and infected, but he knows exactly what types of medications are feasible to carry with him on a daily basis. Or it could be the dermatologist in Kenya who, you know, cleverly mixes a tube of steroid into a larger tub of emollient to make the steroid more cost effective and create larger quantities for his patients. And I just think, how could I ever learn those things if I, you know, assumed I knew the best or the right way to do it? So I think that's super important and something I've learned. And I also think for anyone looking to work in global health, I think you have to realize the value in being flexible and making space for everyone, because I think in order to tackle big challenges, you need a big team.
Yeah, that is such a great point. Is there a specific mentor or a global health public figure that has guided you or inspired you in these endeavors?
Yes, absolutely. So I'm going to state the obvious and feature the physician who I've been working closely with this year in Boston and to whom I credit so much for developing me as a person and really showing me what it means to be a force for good in the world. My mentor this year is Dr. Esther Freeman. She is the director of global health dermatology at Massachusetts General Hospital and Harvard Medical School. She is an MD, PhD. She's an accomplished epidemiologist. She works in the realm of dermatologic associated HIV AIDS conditions and more recently outbreaks like COVID and Mpox. And she's a one-of-a-kind person because she's just this impressive and incredibly accomplished researcher and physician. But more important than that, she works incessantly to create spaces and programs and initiatives to uplift other people. And like, for example, she's created this organization called GLOWDERM, which is the International Alliance for Global Health Dermatology, which connects people from around the world who are interested in global health dermatology. And, you know, part of this is there's a training committee who hosts essentially free grand rounds each month that are available to everyone, everywhere, you know, any country. And this past year, she launched a mentorship program for early career dermatology providers from low and middle income countries.
She sounds really amazing. What have you learned from her?
So I've learned no less than like 7,000 things from her over these past few years, but I think, more than anything, and this is for all the type A perfectionistic, hard on yourself, medical students and residents and pre-meds out there. She has shown me the value in brave, not perfect, like brave, not perfect. Because when you step out and try something new, strive to be brave for those things that mean something to you. Don't strive for perfection in that space. She's shown this to me that she's created all these new things, these new roles, new journal sections, new organizations, new programs. And for me, who loves clear expectations and, you know, multiple choice questions where I can pick the right answer and get those like clear results of doing things perfect or the right way, that just doesn't exist when you're pushing the envelope for your patients and for new initiatives. And the world needs those things. Like, you're going to get things wrong, and that's okay. And I've seen her, you know, be so highly regarded for her bravery in pushing the envelope in these areas. And yet not a single person has, like, you know, lauded her perfection in it. And I think that's been huge for me to see. And also, I think, for anyone in medicine, a good mentor is a true gift. So having someone who's rooting for you and encouraging you and creating safe spaces to fail and then celebrating your wins, like, that's pure gold. So find that person for you. And then, you know, more importantly, be that person for someone else.
That's really awesome and very inspiring. I'm definitely that type A medical student that needed to hear that. So thank you for that today. Alexis, if you had one more last thing to say to the audience to get them as passionate about global health as you are, what would you tell them?
Sure. So this past January, I had the opportunity to spend time at the University of Global Health Equity in Rwanda, which is an amazing university. If you've never heard of it, definitely Google it. It is a brainchild of the late Paul Farmer. And there was a quote on the plaque at the school's entry. It was a quote of his, and I love it. And it's a good reminder that in global health, it's just futile to work in silo. And I think really also it's the essence of why we wanted to create this podcast. And he says, with rare exceptions, all of your most important achievements on this planet will come from working with others, or in a word, partnership. So I think we really hope this podcast functions like that for our listeners, feeling like a partnership or friends coming together to, you know, further conversations for global health and equity. And I'll end with this quote of his that's just always so striking to me, and I think a great motivator for all of us. He says, if access to healthcare is considered a human right, who is considered human enough to have that right?
Two really great quotes. Thank you so much, Alexis. And thank you guys for tuning in with us. We will see you all next time on the podcast.
Bye, guys.